I'm tapping my feet.
What, do you know what I'm doing, Judith? I'm doing the most extraordinary thing.
What?
Do you want to know what I'm doing? Can you not even guess? Can you guess from what? Look, am I not making any weird noises? Can you not hear any squeaking? Do you know what I'm doing? I am bouncing on a bed in time to that music, right? I'll set the picture up here for everybody.
I'm at my mother's
in my mother's flat, and I'm in her bedroom, and I'm perched on the corner of her bed, and got a really thick bouncy mattress.
Has it?
It's ridiculously bouncy. I mean, you know, it's like a trampoline. I don't know how she coped, really. As the music played, I began to bounce on my bed, and I thought, oh, I haven't done this for a long time. Bouncy.
Indeed. There's no one to have a pillow fight with, presumably.
Well, there is. There's Jeff. Well, he's in the other room, but he's fast asleep. Yeah, We're both exhausted.
Is he? Oh, I bet you are. Well, this is very disorientating. It's a different time of day.
Yes.
Isn't it? Oh,
very recording at the arse end of the day at 5:30.
Very
Judith.
Dangerous. Very
it's not
dangerous.
Like us. We're morning people.
We are morning people. Oh, I need some food quite soon, Jenny.
Well,
I
you
do.
Can't because you're going out for supper, so you have to wait. Don't spoil your appetite. Have a steak. Do I have to tell you how to do everything?
Oh, it'll take ages to come, and I'm hungry, and really, I want some mini cheddars. But anyway, right. So you're in your mum's flat, and you had a terrible journey. Go on, tell me about the journey
first.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. I mean, I just thought, this is ridiculous, because you went to Cornwall last week and broke down, or a couple of weeks ago. You broke down on the way there
and
on the way back.
Indeed.
I mean,
indeed.
You know, we cannot live such parallel lives that when I set off on a long journey, we also break down.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, you've got a really posh car.
Well, have you.
Well, kind of ish. Sort of grown. Anyway, we're both driving grown-up cars.
Well,
what happened to yours?
Definitely. Well, it just... something came up on the dashboard that said something about limited performance or affected performance, I don't know, or I've got a migraine or, you know, I can't cope. Right. And we've been cruising along at 70 miles an hour, and then it suddenly dropped down to 65, and it was struggling to hit 60.
No.
And then And then, you know, it was like slightly under 60, and people looking at us as if to say, silly old fart.
Yeah.
Then there was 5 miles to a motorway service station. But get this, Judith. We just kind of sailed. We sailed on kind of, I think it was slightly downhill. The wind was behind us. We got to the motorway service station.
Ooh.
But it was a good one, Judith, because I thought
thank God.
At this point. Yeah,
thank God it wasn't Bridgewater.
It was not Bridgewater. It was on the M6 toll road going to the northwest.
Oh, I know the one. Do you know the one?
Canuck something or Canning something.
I'm not sure.
But it's got a Leon.
Yeah, has it? I don't know that I would have remembered that. But yes, when I because when
oh, you
I
would,
go on,
you would if you'd had the paprika chicken, Judith. You would have done.
But people peel off, don't they? I mean, the great thing about the M6 toll road and the service stations therein, of course, is that they all peel off because they don't want to spend the money, and suddenly you feel like you own the road. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
It's a superior driving situation.
Oh, yes.
That's all going. Yeah, it really is.
Except but when you're breaking down. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and it was so busy, though. We had to go in the overflow car park.
Oh, shit. Was it really?
Yeah,
it was on the roof, yeah. Oh, God.
And then we could see an AA van in the car park already. And we thought, we'll just queue up there.
Yeah,
but
nice.
No, he wasn't designated for us. So we just had to wait. And a very nice young man. Well, he looks a bit wet behind the ears, this one. He looks like, you know, he's about 19. And I thought, I'm not sure. Isn't it awful? I want them all to be 65 and very fit.
I know exactly what you mean.
He was a boy. And I thought, here we fucking go. We'll have to be towed. We'll have to be towed to a Range Rover specialist, and we're going to have the whole electrics done. Anyway, he was 10 minutes later, he said, I think I've sorted it. Do you know what he did, Judith? You know what he did?
What?
This is so gentlemanly, and this is why I'm with the AA, and I know you're with the RAC, but I'm not sure whether they would have done this.
Oh, I'm not intrigued.
Okay, what he said. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to escort you to the next junction just to make sure that things are okay.
Never.
And if you're happy at the next junction and you keep going, then I will bid you goodbye.
Good
if you peel
grief.
Off at that junction, then I know you're still in trouble. And
you had an outrider. You had an outrider with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got a special thing going. He was.
Did
he? Had a,
did he have the flashes
a thing
on?
The top. Yeah, he had a. He oh. put a thing on the top. No, he didn't do that. That would be ridiculous. But. You know, it felt quite special. And, you know, at the next junction, we were sailing off. It was absolutely fine. There was no bleating little message from the dashboard saying, I can't cope any further. and we got here, but God, it went on. It was 8 hours. You know, it was one of those.
So how long did it delay you? How many chicken, whatever it was, is did you have to
It was one paprika chicken, Judith. I mean, you know, I didn't go insane because I like Leon, but I'm not that keen on their stodgy rice. I don't really like rice. And
no, I know what you mean.
It's like porridge, isn't it? It's a savoury porridge.
Yeah, I can never get enthusiastic about a bit of rice.
No.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So the paprika chicken, it's a taste sensation. I want that just on leaves, really. I want double the paprika chicken, forget the rice. And there's a nice dressing. It was very nice indeed. So that was all right. And
lovely.
So we're here. I've seen June.
Oh, good.
That's hard work. But she was intermittently absolutely brilliant. Absolutely.
Could you go in again? Could you actually go in and see her properly again?
Better than that, Judith. It was so nice. It's been so beautiful, even up here in the northwest. And so I'm not being horrible because I've lived here for a very long time, but sometimes the weather can set off from London.
I know.
It'll be 83 degrees. And by the time you get up here, it's, you know, touching 60 if you're lucky.
Absolutely
beautiful, beautiful weather. Like, you know when you're in Greece and there's quite a strong breeze, but the breeze is warm?
I do know what you mean. Perfect weather.
So we had her outdoors. She was in the forecourt at a table, put a shade up, and they sort of issue all their ladies, and probably their gentlemen, but there are a few of them, you know, because the ladies live longer. they issued them all with a straw hat. So it was a bit like a very, very old ladies' boarding school with boaters. A couple of old ladies sitting out in their straw boaters, including my mum.
Did you take her some fruitcake and some tuck?
I didn't know. I took her some Belgian chocolates and some flowers.
That's tuck, isn't it? That's nice. Old lady tuck. Old lady treats, absolutely.
Was she
on form? What was she like?
She was a mix of fantastically on form. It's very difficult because even though June has dementia, underneath the dementia, she is a very, very intelligent woman. Yeah. So occasionally, you know, I think there are tussles within the home when people sort of talk to her as if she's, you know, a bit of a silly old biddy.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen all the time. But I just know that it is dawning on her that she's not just there because of Corona.
She's not stupid. And a couple of times she said,
do you know, I am not stupid. And then she'd started talking absolute nonsense. And you thought, no, you're not stupid. But
well, she's not stupid. Stupid isn't what she is. I mean,
no, stupid is not what she is. Yeah, so it's very important that people still talk to her as if she's a very articulate, intelligent, you know, cryptic crossword, you know, filling in woman. And, you know, that's very important to her. But it's a very, very fine line. And then they're looking after her so beautifully. I mean, she's so clean and her hair. She doesn't look 92. Jesus God. I mean, it's taken 10 years off her. She could easily do another 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a kind of sprightly sort of rosy-cheeked look about her, hasn't she?
Not rosy cheeks. That's burst blood vessels from drinking too much in the olden days. But no, she looks... apart from her teeth, which are, you know, fucked, really.
Well, she's 95. I mean...
She's not. She's only 92.
92. Don't you, don't, 92, yeah, her, sorry. 92.
I went to see her sister, who's 95, who's still got all her marbles, but she's got ulcers on her legs. It's difficult getting... Oh, that's what it is. They are properly old. They're over 90 and it's tough. But it was still... There was still enough glimmers of proper June. Anybody our age that has still got alive parents, you know, probably dealing with this, you know, because I think that there's an epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia.
So much so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be you and I, won't it?
Well, I know, because I will put a gun to my head, and I'll probably I'll take you out first if you want, Judith. I mean, you know,
yes, please.
We'll go up on a cliff somewhere, and I'll do a bit of an Agatha Christie on us. You know, we'll leave a puzzle for people to
shall
sort
we?
Out.
Let's we have lots of coleslaw. We'll have a nice picnic and a lot of coleslaw.
Yeah. And we'll have some kind of suicide pact, but nobody will know who did who.
Oh.
To work it out. Well, I think Judith shot Jenny and then took herself out. Well, I think Jenny shot Judith and then took herself out. But anyway, let's not go there. Let's go to the happy news.
Yes, we have happy news here, which is that our youngest, Ellen, has got engaged. And they went to the latest at the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet. She rang up. You know, kind of, and they were there. It had just happened, and he'd proposed on the top of this hill, overlooking Windermere. Beautiful day, and had somehow played their favourite sort of song, and bought her the ring, which kind of, you know, I know that she dropped hints about and wanted. And they've been together for 8 years, so it's a long time coming, and I know that she's been wanting it to happen. And I'm so thrilled. He's lovely, as you know.
I mean, not only is he a very nice bloke, but he's an absolute dish as well. I mean, he's got kind of... I've said this before, but he's got matinee idol looks. They will have, it's a very nice... It's a very nice pairing. They're a handsome pair. And I hope you've told her that I'm thrilled for her, because I know she's absolutely delighted. And the ring looks very pretty. I couldn't really see the close-up. I tried to blow it up, but then it sort of pixelated.
Yes, I did the same.
Yeah.
I did the same. I mean, the only thing is, I do think I'm going to have to brace myself for quite a big dose of Bridezilla. I mean, Sienna was quite bad, as you know.
And that surprised me, because Sienna, I wouldn't have thought she would have a sniff of Bridezilla about
absolutely
her.
No.
And I think you got away quite lightly, actually, Judith. In fact, I think it was probably you rather than her.
It's probably a bit of both. But she did.
Oh no, I remember. Do you remember she wanted the book arch?
Oh, the book. Do you know, I'd forgotten about the bleeding book arch. Oh my God, she was determined to have a book arch. She was. I went to all sorts of garden centres. I talked to kind of people who did sculptures.
Set design.
Out of, yes, everything, all that. At which point she eventually said, oh no, I don't think I want one. She was pretty difficult. Not only that, she got me going around parks and forests with the fucking, those IKEA blue bags, collecting... what are they called? Prime cones of the right shape and size and configuration for the bloody table. Oh, names, yes.
Did you spray them gold or something? What was that? Or was it
no,
just
we weren't allowed.
Just
we weren't allowed to do that.
No, she wanted
to
do it all natural. Natural.
She had to brush them all and get them all the right size. And that was, She wasn't, but yes, I think comparatively she wasn't
think
too bad.
Ellen might go.
I think she's going to be a lot worse. I really do think she's going to be quite a lot worse. Worse than that, Jenny.
Yeah.
Aaron's mum is only 50 and a very slim, tall blonde. So
nobody will notice her. They'll just, that's weird. That's weird.
Well,
then nobody. No mother of the bride should be 50 and slim and all that shit.
I'm going to be looking. I'll look absolutely shit next to her. I'm obviously going to have to keep all right out of her way.
No, you won't. You'll hide her. That's what you should do. Just block her. Block her. So just stand in front of her so no one can even notice her. Just block her out. That'll teach her to be a size 12 at 50.
That will not be difficult. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it's terribly good news. It's very, very exciting news. So that's very.
And when are they actually? When are they going to get married?
I think they're going to get married. I don't know. I've only had little snippets of information so far. Prior to the avalanche of, I'm sure, to-do lists, which will be coming my way, of investigations and research into locations. I think May or June next year, they said. So I've got a year of,
Judith, that'd be here before you know it. Yes, I mean, really, genuinely. Yeah, absolutely. Well. That's no time at all. Oh,
so
my
that's
God.
Very exciting.
Time to brush off the hat. Get that hat out of the attic.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the hat I wore for Sienna's wedding? When I look back, it was preposterously large.
Yeah, it was
oh
great.
Oh my God.
You
want to
make
large.
It even bigger for this one. I mean, sort of, you know, primp it right. You know, pimp that hat.
I don't pimp think I can hat. Pimp it up anymore. I oh, no, might actually. As well have had a massive arrow pointing to my head. Look at me.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, dear
brilliant.
Me. I did go over the top, but anyway.
But talking about clothes, linen, it's linen trousers. It's linen trousers out.
Well,
that's what summer, I'm saying
isn't
about.
It? Yeah, yeah.
So, well, it has you been.
Oh yeah, but you do linen trousers quite well. I mean, very well actually. In fact, you do the linen look very well.
I've got two pairs of linen trousers that work on me, Judith. They were from Marks and Spencer's. I bought them about 3 years ago.
Oh yes,
and they're what I want from a linen trouser. They are,
which is,
and I'm just going to tell. And I hope, for fuck's sake, I do wish some manufacturers would listen to us. I mean, we've got lots of fabulous listeners, and we love them all dearly. But none of them seem to be in charge. None of them seem to be sort of on the board at Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, we're not,
or,
and we're being in charge is you know, that's what we're meant to be.
Yeah.
We're designed
yeah.
to be in charge at this age, aren't we?
I yeah, have a right. horrible feeling that the women in charge are listening to other podcasts.
Oh, do you know
they're listening
they are,
to podcasts called Women on Top and Women in Charge
yeah,
and Women on the Board. Anyway, what I want is a flat front and an elasticated back. That's what I want. And the Marks and Spencer 2-3 years ago.
Hold on a minute. Wait. Oh, do you mean an elasticated waistband at the back?
At the back. Only at the
oh,
back.
Oh, I see. I thought for a minute then. I thought you meant a sort of elastic panel on the back. I thought, what?
No, oh, yes. A ruched arse. No, I don't want a ruched arse.
Don't think so.
I want just the elastication to be at the back and I want it flat at the front. Because
yes.
if I have it elasticated at the front, then it goes all bunchy in and you... Oh,
so
awful.
True.
Yeah,
so yeah. true. I have got... This is close to my heart because, Jenny, the last couple of days, I have made myself a pair of culottes, right?
Ooh,
okay.
Now then.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
now
yeah,
then.
Yeah. Because I've had some success, as you know, with the old dressmaking. Not a lot. And there's definitely shoddy tendencies, which have really
cutting
their ugly head again.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, various problems. First of all, I didn't read the pattern properly, and they were misses, you know, young misses size, miss, you know, misses. So
okay.
the sizings, yeah. you know, I thought, well, actually, they're obviously meant for little people. So
petite. Yeah. So basically, under 25s, you've got a pattern for little miss.
I did. So I was size 22. There was a moment when I was looking at the measurements to kind of check what size I was going to be. When I had to wait, you know, obviously they wanted the waist measurement, and it was 37, Jenny, 37, right?
Well, that's, I can't see what's wrong with that. It just means you've had nice dinners.
The thing is, I looked at it, and for a moment, a flash, I thought, well, that's not too bad, is it? But do you know what went through my mind? What went through my mind was the Miss World measurements that they always had.
27.
36, 24, 36.
Yeah. yeah. You thought you were 3 inches bigger than Miss Honduras.
I realise it's supposed to be your hip measurement, not your waist. Anyway. So I made it in a size 22. Now, which is all right. And then I kind of added a bit round the side. This is when it got really shoddy.
Now, I want to know the material here. I've got in my head.
Yes.
They're yellow.
Yellow? Oh, good heavens, no. Why would I make yellow culottes?
Don't know. I just thought you might be making a statement culotte. And when I think statement culotte, I've got yellow in my head.
Well, what's it? This is what you think of me, is it? No, I certainly didn't. No, actually, I realise I bought some material, which everything I own in my wardrobe, which is black and white. It's sort of a black and white jazzy sort of cotton with a bit of stretch, right? So that's okay. But the problem with it is I think I cut out four fronts instead of two, you know what I mean? I won't bore you with the details, but basically I've got darts on the front, and this take you see now that you're describing the perfect linen trouser, which is flat at the front and ruched at the back, or with give at the back, I realise this is a fucking nightmare because I put it on with the t-shirt, and yes, exactly that problem has happened. Because I look,
it
like,
cuts
you know,
in at the waist.
Yes, it cuts in the waist, and then it pushes. You know, you look kind of even bigger around the girth than you actually are.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Yeah, they're you want the elastic successful. At the back because you can't see where it's cut. Anyway, it's a very difficult thing. But congratulations! Did you do pattern matching? I've watched quite a lot of sewing.
Of course, I didn't do pattern matching.
I don't know what Esme would say. I don't know what Esme would say. I'd quite like you to bump into Esme wearing those, and I'd like to see. I'd like, you know, from her, because she's at least 4'2". I'd quite like her to give you a withering look from her 4'2". There we go. So, mood, where are we mood-wise?
Well, we're not bad. We're not bad, really. I've been out and about doing stuff, really, that I'm not used to doing.
You've cinemaed, haven't you?
I've cinemaed, which is, yes, yeah, of course, sod's law. Went to the cinema on that on the first beautiful evening of the weather.
Because you have to fucking book. You can't just pop into the cinema on a pissing down day. You have to pre-book, and of course you don't know, do you?
No.
You can't, I mean, the thing is, what you're meant to do is go, oh, I think I might want to go to the cinema in 3 days' time. You know, let me just check the weather app. Oh, good. It so happens to be raining. Let's just do that. It just doesn't work out like that. This lack of spontaneity drives me a bit insane.
Totally.
What did you see?
We saw Nomadland.
Oh, yes.
Very, very good. Very, very good film. Have you seen it?
No, did you cry? I quite want something that makes me really cry.
No, I didn't really cry. No, I didn't cry. But it is, I mean, I liked that sort of collective experience-ish.
Yeah.
But I did. I mean, to be honest, I was quite happy. I would have been very happy to sort of see it and while lolling on the sofa, if I'm perfectly honest. But
did you go to that comfy cinema that you took me to once?
I did, actually.
Yeah. We went to see Downton Abbey the movie.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
I've completely forgotten that.
I was forgiving of it. You just huffed and tuttered your way through. You really did.
Oh, yes, I did rather.
Yeah.
Funny enough, on my cycle ride this morning, I cycled past somewhere with loads of those kind of, static caravans everywhere. And I thought, oh, yes, they're filming. Because, you know, I knew that's what they were filming Downton. Obviously, they're doing more Downton. So I was quite starstruck, Jenny.
Downton telly or Downton film?
Well, I didn't ask. I think it must be Downton Film, doesn't it?
Well, it might be. It might be. And whereabouts? Where were they?
Well, it's a farm museum that I cycled past. Okay. And I think I now know they do all the kind of farm sequences. Oh, there's my clock going.
In fact, I
got off my bike and I looked through the gate.
I bet you did. I fucking bet you did. I bet you cycled right through. I bet they were filming and the... The second AD had to say, there's a woman on a bike. Can someone clear the woman on the bike? We didn't have electric bikes in the olden days.
She's wearing insane clots.
She's not in period costume.
She's not of right mind.
Yeah. She'd be good in Downton. What would you be? Would you be upstairs
or
downstairs?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'd be downstairs, to be honest.
I'd be downstairs, probably.
I don't know. I think you might be upstairs.
I might be somebody who's managed by sort of hook and crook to have got upstairs, but can't really be trusted with the silver. That kind of thing.
Oh, no, I just don't know. I think you might be the wayward... sort of daughter. I think you might be a sort of difficult to manage, wayward daughter.
I'm 61, Judith. I'm a bit old to be a daughter. But I'm still a daughter.
Yes, you are.
I've been out and about as well, Judith. For me, it's been interesting. It's not very interesting for anybody else. But I have been back in gigging mode.
That's a big thing. I mean, how long has that been since you've done one?
I did three little tryout gigs in October last year. And that was before the Kent variant came in and everyone had sort of running doors again. And it's really hard. I mean, I did two nights last week and one of them was kind of a disaster. I had to, and I've done this loads of times, you know, it's the performer's escape route where you always sort of say to the person running the venue, is there a way out the back? so you don't have to meet anybody in the foyer, you know. And fortunately, I had my car parked very close to where this exit route was. So I was able to sort of duck down, get in my car and kind of drive off.
It was a disaster. I bet it wasn't.
It was a disaster. No, it was
awful.
Oh,
come on,
it really
Jenny.
Was. I'll tell you why and what really shocked me. Because I've written quite a lot of material and I thought I could learn an hour of material in about a week. I can't, not anymore. I used to have a memory like a steel trap. Yeah. And of course, now I'm on stage and I'm struggling and I'm dropping, I've got pieces of paper. And the worst thing is, Judith, right, get this. I got a new printer during lockdown.
Yeah,
because obviously I kicked the old one's head in And I got this new printer, and it is its default setting is to print on both sides of the paper.
Oh my God!
Now this is really good in terms of you know the environment and saving paper. But when you're on stage and you have no eyesight anyway, and you can't, and there's a tiny little number denoting which page, and it's all they've all fallen off, and they're inside out and backs to front. And I have never. I could smell my own sweat. I was like, you know, I was quite glad of the socially distanced theatre crowd because I had, you know, I was kind of like this BO panic woman. But there you go.
Oh, that is hard, though, isn't it?
Anyway.
So how did you get on with the driving? Because I know you were a bit nervous about all of that.
It's the whole thing about the whole aspect of gigging. There wasn't a bit of it that wasn't freaking me out. You know, getting there. What about my tea? I didn't know whether there'd be anywhere nearby where I could pick something up. I thought, no, I don't think there is. So fortunately, I packed myself a peanut butter sandwich.
Excellent.
Yes. And I thought that's a sensible thing because even if I'm feeling neurotic, I'll get that down me. I'm so glad I bought that new car. It's given me a whole new lease of driving confidence. It really has. Because the lights work.
Yeah. Newfangled things. Yeah, isn't it amazing, isn't it? The things that worry us now compared to the things that would have worried us before, you know, when we were young. I mean, I don't think even I would have given a thought to what was happening for my tea. I don't think so.
Yeah. I've really panicked about sort of feeling getting on stage and feeling a bit faint because I haven't eaten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where are you going to get it from? What'll be open? What will they have?
Absolutely. And it's a red route. It's more or less a red route from my house to Notting Hill Gate. You can't stop anywhere. There's a, you know, honestly, Judith, there are all these Pretts. And I thought, could you stop there and get there? No, I can't. Oh, fucking hell. You know, they don't, they've got this sort of, you know, only loading between such and such.
God,
they should have, you know, performers between 5 and 7 should be able to pick up a sandwich, for God's sake.
Very sensible. Absolutely. Anyway.
So what else?
What else have we been doing? Bought another handbag.
Oh, Judith,
Jenny.
What kind of, you don't need any more handbag.
You know what I'm like for handbags. Quite nice.
Well, you used to have your own. I remember this now, and I think the listeners will be intrigued by this. You used to have your own handbag stall.
I don't know. What was I
thinking? Slash business.
It was a business. I went on a filming trip to LA, and I bought this ridiculously wonderful sort of like pop art. Is it Liechtenstein?
Yeah, it's Liechtenstein.
Kind of handbag. I don't know whether you remember it, but it was really eye catching. And actually, everybody used to say, "Oh my God, where did you get that handbag?" And I used to go into sort of pitching meetings, sort of. And for the first 5 minutes, it was, "Oh, that's amazing, that handbag." Oh. So get this, I started to import them. I mean, what was I thinking of? Started to import the bloody things. And I had
where
that
did
design.
You sell them? Where did you sell them?
Well, I think it was a little bit before, sort of. I tried to do it online, but
I don't think online was really online, was it back then? It was sort of online, but not for us.
Yeah, it's kind of the beginning, but you know, people like us weren't. And anyway, that didn't really work. So also get this, talk about sort of full of your own confidence. I took out a stall at the clothes show at the NEC, stacked them all up, got roped Mike in. Mike was a brilliant salesman, actually. I think he sold massively more than me. And so there we stood for sort of 3 days, trying to flog the bloody things. I mean, I made a huge loss. I didn't make any money at all. I mean,
got some of these handbags in your wardrobe?
I think there's one left, actually, but they're now rather dated, I mean, to say the least. And
the new handbag like? What's the new one?
Oh, boring. So boring. So boring. It's kind of like a Ford colour, but it's kind of the right size. And I thought, well, it's practical and it'll be, but you know, it's not thrilling me at all.
Mm. You've done it again.
I do it every time.
I know there are at least 13 handbags that you have had under your arm or in your hand, and you have said, "This one doesn't thrill me."
I do it. I'm a serial handbag buyer, and I'm serially disappointed with them. And I don't know what it is. It's a terrible habit I've got, but there you are. I've got redeeming qualities.
That's a weird one as well, Judith, because I nicked a handbag of my mum's from her wardrobe here in the flat.
Oh, did you?
Sometime last year after she went into the home, because I just, like you, you know, it's not a particularly exciting one, but I thought, that is just the right size. It's just a little oval-shaped bag that just goes over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I knew it would go over your shoulder. I knew it would have to go over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I've got to be hands-free with bags. I'm not, I'm not Dick Emery. who was the other one that used to...
Dick Emery.
It was Dick Emery that dressed up as a woman and went, oh, you are awful, but I like
you. It was.
And he used to hit men with her handbag.
Oh, that's right, he did. Yeah, loved Dick Emery. God, you'd never get away with that now, would you?
Absolutely, can you imagine? We lived on a diet of completely unwoke stuff, didn't we?
We so did. And Benny Hill, I mean, I never found Benny Hill funny second.
Because he was a bit common, wasn't he? There was something rather common
grubby,
about
him. Grubby. Absolutely. Yeah. But no, we were. Wokery was not a thing. No. Not a thing when we were young.
Anyway, this little blue bag, single zip, just one little zip-up pocket inside, Judith. Not six, just one. For my cards. It's about a foot deep by about 7 inches wide.
Well, it sounds ideal to me. It sounds absolutely ideal.
Obviously, it's too full now, anyway. And I was wearing that around my neck this morning, and I went to see my mother, as I told you. And after about 3 minutes, she looked at me and went, "That's my handbag." I thought, you're meant to have dementia. Can you just leave this alone?
You don't want her to notice.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose she doesn't really need a handbag. Does she have a handbag in the...
Yes, and she doesn't let it out of her fucking sight. Oh, it's a red handbag. It's like a flag. And it's always, where's my handbag? Oh, there's my handbag. I've got to have my handbag. No, it's honestly, Judith...
I used to have an aunt. I had a maiden aunt that was terrible like that. So much so that when she used to come and stay, if she pegged out some washing for me, she'd take it with her to the line. I mean, it was like everybody in the family would think, what is in that handbag? What is she keeping in that handbag?
I love that image. Amazing. I love that. Walking the handbag to the washing line. How brilliant.
Putting it down and, yeah.
Okay, right, we are moving because you've got to go somewhere, and I am so exhausted that if I'm not careful, I'm going to start talking utter rubbish and dribbling in a minute. So we are going to Culture Corner. We're talking film and TV first, Judith. My gangster film of the week is American Gangster, and I have to say it's not in my top 10. It's overlong. It's Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. I haven't finished it yet. I don't think I will. I couldn't care less about either lead.
I'm impressed that you're still carrying on with your gangster film corner.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I'm impressed with that. I wonder how many people are watching.
But Judith? By comparison, this week's Call the Midwife had everything.
Oh, wasn't it good?
Wasn't it good? It didn't have gangsters, but, you know, we can pardon them that.
We certainly can.
It was so moving.
It was funny. I mean, I loved the fact that, you know, courgettes, of course, had not... I mean, it's the first time they'd seen courgettes, you know, and somebody said...
And there were still too many of them. As soon as they arrived, there were too many of the fuckers. There was a glut. First season of courgette, there was a glut.
What are we going to do with the bloody things? Yeah. No, it was good, wasn't it? Really good, really good. Did you see The Pact, by the way, on BBC?
We've started it, and jury's still out because it's a bit sort of over the top, but I think it's had very good reviews. Everyone says the first episode you have to get over and then it gets better.
Yeah, so we finished it. I mean, it's sort of, you know, the end one was a bit sort of got a bit daft. But no, enjoyable. I think I would definitely recommend that. And also, did you see the Inside Number 9 episode?
No.
This week?
Oh, no, God, I didn't. Was it good?
I've
watched very little television this week because I've been gigging, I've been out for dinner, I've been helping Jeff with his gallery. I really haven't had any time at all. So
you've had real life to do.
Real life. I've been living a real life. I'm desperate to come indoors and do absolutely fuck all.
I bet you are. I know exactly. Yeah. So, well, no, I would really recommend that. I think it's called Hurry Up and Wait, and it's about an extra, basically, but it's really, it's good. It's, well, as usual, clever, funny. Yeah.
Dark.
Oh, so dark. Yeah, good, I would recommend that. And I would definitely go and see Nomadland. It is, bleak, but not bleak, grim, but sort of optimistic as well. And it's an extraordinary film about, I suppose, quite a big kind of problem, which is that a lot of people, as they get older, they don't have any money and they can't get work, and they are, oh, you know, as you will know. Oh
God, sort of, it sounds like my fucking future. I don't know whether I can hack it. But this is America, isn't it, where, you know, there's just nothing to help.
Oh, I don't think they have much sort of in the way of state pension,
no,
as
they
I
don't.
Understand.
They don't have any help. It's awful.
Yeah, so there's no sort of safety net, but it's strangely kind of positive. And
okay,
you definitely should see that. And the other thing I've been watching is the Photography Challenge with Rankin. Have you seen any of those?
Yeah, I quite like it. I just don't think it. I thought this week's was a bit dull. I enjoyed last week's. I just think it's becoming a bit formulaic, and I don't know.
Well, no, I just think they're getting a bit short of sort of charismatic judges. I think, you know, he obviously knows what he's doing, doesn't he, Rankin? I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But not really, you know, hasn't got the warmth, I suppose, that sort of...
I think that this week that they seem to be cracking under a pressure that was apparent only to them. And I found it quite uncomfortable to watch because a couple of them were really struggling to sort of do the briefs and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen this week's, but...
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's you know, it's okay. It's okay. But there we go. Yeah. We are going this week to see Phoebe's play at the Bush Theatre. We are having a family big get-together, and one nephew's coming from Cornwall. It's going to be...
Oh,
we're going to take all the available seats for the matinee. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, fabulous, Jenny.
That's Harm at the Bush. I'm going to give it another plug because it's running until about the last week of June, and it has had the most incredible reviews.
I know, I saw.
Someone yesterday said it was the most important piece of theatre in London playing at the moment. So
wow.
That's very nice indeed.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Better not let me down. And book-wise, both finished Hungry, Grace Dent's Hungry, and we both loved every second of it.
Oh, I loved it. And I love particularly, did you notice sort of towards the end, she was on the cover of the, I don't know, Sunday Times or whatever, or even the Radio Times, dressed as a Christmas pudding, holding an enormous box of matches. And it sort of took her back full circle, didn't it, to when she did a kind of a competition when she was a brownie.
We had to fill loads of things into a matchbox.
Yeah, as many things as you could get into a matchbox. And Brown Owl favoured someone else, even though she'd got more.
She had a bigger matchbox.
It was
a beautiful full circle story.
We totally
recommend that. And I've got good Well, I think this is, you know, if anyone's going on holiday, it's a good beach psychological number called The Pact by Sharon Bolton. Lots of things called The Pact at the moment.
Yes, I was going to say, something else called The Pact. Yeah. And so, not dissimilar, I think, in terms of the plot, actually.
Well, I don't know. This is it's set in Oxford, so I think you'd enjoy it.
Ooh,
it's about
six
18-year-olds who cause a fatal car crash due to a stupid dare. And one of them takes the blame and carries the can on the proviso that the other five will owe her once she's done her time.
Blimey.
Her time turns out to be 20 years.
Murder.
And now she's out. How have the others lived with their guilt? And what is she going to ask them to do for her? I'm about a third into it and I'm very intrigued. I think it has bestseller written over it.
Oh, I think that sounds great, actually, Jenny.
The Pact by
really
Sharon Bolton. Mm. So it's an easy read. You know, it's a sort of, you're not going to sort of be looking up words in the dictionary.
Excellent.
Okay.
Always good.
Right, emails. Can you remind us of our email and our addresses, Judith? I can.
Yeah. So email address, olderwiderpod@gmail.com. And the Instagram is @olderandwiderpodcast. But yes, we want some more. We'd love some more emails, and we'd like some more problems, actually, because we're going to come on to that, because we've got two very nice, interesting dilemmas, I think, that we should talk about. So this is from Susan Wilson, and she says, where can you buy bikinis for the bigger boobed woman that don't cost £1 million? And she says she really envies the ladies that could go to Primark and pick up, you know, tiny little bits of bikini very cheaply. I know exactly what you mean. And then she says, do you think it's appropriate for a 58 and a month-year-old to still wear a bikini? I do, ... What do you think, Jenny?
Well, I think if you can, you should.
Well, if you've got the confidence of the chutzpah to pull it off, yeah. I mean, yeah. I've got a feeling that Susan's got quite a good figure as well as the big
boobs. She's got big tits.
She's certainly got big tits. So go for it.
And she needs help. I don't know where to buy these things because, of course, I'm a sort of... Yes. I've only got tits because I'm a bit fat. If I lost any weight... I'd be back to a 32A.
I think she might find some in Italy. I think, honestly, Susan, you need to go to Italy, to maybe a market, one of those market stalls. You know what I mean? I think they're all there.
Or even a posh shop in Italy. I'd look at some. Yes. That's absolutely right, because they've got those figures, haven't they? Sort of big bust and bikini bodies.
And they all wear bikinis.
Yes. Good, I think she's got Italian blood in her. I think that's what she's
got. She might do, mightn't
she? Yeah, yeah. I think she should buy herself a posh bikini from Italy and just check out her family history, the family tree, and just let us know if there's any Italian blood. Hello, Jenny and Judith. I hope you can help with this thorny problem. I recently did a loud trump in a yoga class while attempting a standing pigeon.
What's that?
I just went a bit... It's one leg hooked over the other one. I just went a bit red and pretended it hadn't happened. But what is the etiquette? Should I have said excuse me, or should I have made a glib comment, better out than in, or similar? Or should I have looked disgusted at someone else to try and shift the blame? Or is it best to say absolutely nothing and pretend it never happened? What's the protocol? Yeah.
What do you think, Jenny?
Well, it depends. It depends how loud, doesn't it, really? I mean, you know, if you genuinely can't get away with it, you have to say something like, and that pose is called the yodeling hippopotamus. with accompanying sounds. That's what you do, really, isn't it? You just got to claim it, really.
I don't know. I actually disagree with you because
I'm a terribly sly farter.
I'm terrible. Because I think we've reached the age now where people would assume it was somebody else. And I have to say that I know I am guilty of this. And I'm guilty recently of doing a huge one.
I know exactly what you're saying. Go on. And did you move away?
Just sort of subtly looking around at people who are obviously in the slipstream, poor sods, thinking, well, it wasn't me. Don't be ridiculous. It wouldn't possibly be me. It's obviously that person over there. Yeah. I do it. I've done it.
I dropped a couple in the Marks and Spencers at the second motorway service stop. Because it was taking so long to get up to Lytham. And I looked around first and I thought, am I safe? Am I safe to do these? And I just went like that. And then somebody moved into it and I moved away. And then I came around the corner again and I looked kind of horrified to say, Jesus, who did that? Anyway, there we go.
The trouble is, yes. I mean, it is quite an ongoing problem. It's an ongoing dilemma. It's not an occasional dilemma.
We are going to all, of course. We tried to get sponsorship from Fart Pants, but they weren't interested. But there is a company that sell odour and sound sort of absorbing fart pants. You can look them up online. It is true. We thought they were a joke. They're not.
I forgot.
But if
that.
You do, they've got they're charcoal lined or something and double glazed. I don't know. Apparently that could be a solution as well. Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
Judith, I hope you have a nice time with your book club.
Go and put your feet up. Go and put your feet up at your mum's house. I bet you're going to watch a bit of telly, have some nice tea. And, I hope the journey back is a lot better than the one up. Yeah,
yes,
I really do.
I might go on the train, Judith. Anyway, I've been jabbed 2 weeks now. I'm out and about.
You'll be all right now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Lots of love, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And lovely to talk to you, Jenny. And
take care, everyone. Yeah. And take care, Daisy. And enjoy what sunshine remains. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather stays nice for the weekend. Okay. Take care, all. And speak next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye. Toodle-pip.